Hello and welcome. You're listening to Poor in New York. My name is Pat Benzaleski. Consumers have always been at the mercy of vendors when it came to pricing. Pay the price or go elsewhere. Now some are starting to realize that not only is the price increasing, but the product is shrinking. Now this practice is nothing new, but consumers are now becoming more aware of it. Consumers are more sensitive to changes in prices than they are in quantity. Companies try to change the packaging in ways that the consumer won't notice. I personally became aware of this while at home when I felt the need for feed. So I went looking for something to eat. I grabbed a can of tuna fish, some celery, and mayonnaise, and made myself a tuna salad sandwich. I then asked my wife if she would like one, and she said sure. So I went to make her one, and then I realized there wasn't enough tuna left to make another sandwich. I guess, just like a lot of consumers, I never really paid attention to the size until I noticed that I couldn't get the same amount of product that I had in the past. So I told my wife she was going to have to go on a diet. I then finished my sandwich and decided I would do a little investigating to see exactly how prevalent this practice is. I was amazed. Consumers prefer getting more than paying less. Researchers have a name for the phenomenon in which shoppers pay little attention to unit price. They call it base value neglect. More prominently displayed prices in shops and advertisements would be a great help to consumers. However, I don't believe that's the goal of most manufacturers. And we shouldn't expect it to be. Their job is to make money for their stockholders, and our goal should be to pay more attention to what's going on in the markets. We need a law that requires manufacturers to note when a product has been reduced and if the price has stayed the same. Yeah, that's what we need, but I don't see us getting one. Okay, let's get down to some shrinking products. Toilet paper is one of the categories of items that have been downsized for decades. Cottonelle continues to shrink in size, this time going from 418 sheets in a mega roll to 380 sheets. And their double rolls have also downsized from 209 to 190 per roll. The number of sheets in a roll are noted on the packaging, so it really is incumbent upon the consumer to read the packaging. But that doesn't always guarantee that the manufacturer is being truthful. I guess the only way to know for sure is to count each sheet as you use it. I don't know about that. The advertising on some downsized products is absolutely ridiculous. Take Colgate toothpaste, for example. They are now in the process of downsizing their regular tube of toothpaste from 8.2 ounces to 8 ounces. They advertise on their box that the new size, the 8.0, is 33% more than the 8.2. I suppose this has something to do with the new math. This was an advertisement from Outback. The advertisement says that their biggest 12-ounce steak is on sale. Their biggest 12-ounce steak? Wouldn't their biggest 12-ounce steak be the same size as their smallest 12-ounce steak? Well, maybe it's an Australian thing. Also in the advertisement is a disclaimer that in some locations, their big 12-ounce steak may be only 11 ounces. Perhaps they should call it the biggest less than 12-ounce steak. Well, that might confuse people. You know, big, little, less, more. Well, that might be the whole idea. Two consumers have sued Starbucks, alleging that the company routinely and deliberately underfills their cups of lattes. I myself am not too concerned with that because I drink coffee. But it might have some latte lovers crying in their cups. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say that based on Starbucks' recipe and the actual physical capacity of their cups, their lattes can't possibly be the size that they claim. I'm not speaking about anything new here. All manufacturers exaggerate the size and the quality of their products, of course. How else would they make a profit? And there's nothing wrong with making a profit It's just that we consumers should know what's going on. They have the right to make a profit. We have the right to know what's happening. Another product that has shrunk in size, Gillette Endurance Deodorant. The product went from 4 ounces to 3.8 ounces. Like many things that are downsized, 0.2 ounces doesn't sound like much. But when you multiply this by the millions of packages that are sold, it comes to quite a bit of money. Most of this information that I'm putting out here, I retrieved from a website, mouseprint.org. That's mouseprint.org. They're really on top of this kind of thing. Now, let me give you a couple more. Blue Bunny Ice Cream. For a long time, they held out against resizing their product, as many of the other ice cream companies did. And they touted that as a selling point. Well, now they've joined the other ice cream makers, and you're not getting as much Blue Bunny as you used to. Gillette roll-on deodorant went from a full 4 ounces down to 3.8 ounces. So if you buy that, you probably won't smell as good by the end of the month as you had in the past. Campbell's canned spaghetti went from 14 3/4 ounces to 14.2 ounces. Now, despite the small difference in product, the company chose to make their cans a lot smaller than the original can, so the shrinkage is obvious. Even though, as I said, it's such a minute amount. But when you're talking volume, nothing is a minute amount. I was once in a Wrigley's warehouse in Chicago, and from floor to ceiling, row upon row, was nothing but chewing gum. And I recall thinking, who eats all this chewing gum? Who chews all this chewing gum? I mean, I myself rarely chew gum. But obviously, there are enough people that do chew gum to make the company a profit. Folgers 100% Colombian coffee went from 27.8 ounces down to 24.2 ounces. According to the package label, this is a loss of 30 cups. Now, that's certainly a lot of Java. When questioned about the change of size in their product, this is how the company responded. We have observed a shift in the way that consumers purchase coffee. Coffee drinkers are coming back to grocery shelves quicker and are purchasing a large variety of products across the aisle, all while seeking a lower and attractive price. A reduced canister size allows us to meet the requirements of a coffee consumer. They were then asked if the company lowered the wholesale price proportionately. The company responded that they lowered the suggested retail price. Well, some stores were observed selling both sizes for the same price. Well, it sounds like P&G is dealing in semantics and doublespeak. Maybe I'm just stupid. Most of these companies' PR people would probably do very well in politics, considering the bullshit they throw out. Well, here are some more products. You can no longer get a 1-pound Boston Market frozen Salisbury steak. Well, that's been shrunk down to 14.5 ounces. McCormick's Pure Ground Black Pepper has lost 1 ounce. It's gone from 4 ounces to 3 ounces. However, the container size hasn't changed at all. Because of that, a competitor was suing McCormick's for unfair practices. The complaint is that the new packaging has been slack-filled. Basically, all that means is that it was underfilled. And that is against the law. Another toilet paper company, Cottonelle, is saying that they still have 208 sheets per roll. Well, this may be true, but the size of the sheets have shrunk. Someone described it as postage stamp size. I can't say I don't use the stuff. Well, I use toilet paper, but not Cottonelle. Procter & Gamble continued downsizing some of its paper products by removing 8 diapers from its Pampers Swaddlers package. But you know the price stayed the same, right? And while we're talking about diapers, let's not forget Huggies Pull-Ups. They've reduced the size of their packages by 2 poops. there are two diapers less in each package. Ballpark Franks have gone from 16 ounces to 15 ounces. Chobani Greek style yogurt went from 6 ounces down to 5.3. Now, sometimes it isn't too difficult to see when a product is downsized. You know that some of the product is missing from the package. A close relative to product downsizing is what we call product dilution. The product is formulated or reformulated in such a manner as to make it less expensive to manufacture. A classic example is Tropicana's Trop 50 drink. The company says has 50% less sugar and 50% less calories. Well, I don't tell you how they accomplish that. Well, it only has 42% juice and the rest is water and flavoring. And I tried that and I didn't like it at all. It didn't taste anything like orange juice to me. It tasted like an orange drink. And we have to keep an eye out even in the meat counter. One company has on their label that their chicken breast has up to 15% chicken broth pumped into it. And on the package, 15 is spelled out instead of 1-5. It's 15%. Another marketing trick. Procter & Gamble recently has been diluting some of their products to come up with a new value line. And that would be Charmin Basic and Bounty Basic. A cheaper single-ply product compared to regular two-ply rolls. Well, that's fine, but it sounds to me like you have to be very careful that your fingers don't break through quite as much. Well, they call these products value products. Now, who's getting the value? The consumer or the company? Even the Keebler Elves are downsizing. They took their package that was 13.3 ounces and shrunk it down to 11.6 ounces. Now, I suppose this could be out of necessity. They may have been running out of room in that tree. And finally, Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice was always in a 64-ounce bottle. Well, not anymore. It's down to 60 ounces. The bottles say a new look. And whenever you see something saying new look on the packaging, you better look very closely because something has changed. And you can be pretty sure it isn't to the consumer's advantage. All right. That's about all I'm going to talk about on this episode. And hopefully you'll listen next time. Until then, my name is Pat Benzaleski, and you've been listening to Poor in New York.